Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Hey, did you see that game last weekend? It was crazy.
Actually, we were there.
Wait, like in person? How'd you swing that?
Allegiant had a super affordable nonstop flight out there. And with how low the airfare was, buying tickets to the game was a no-brainer.
Hold my beer. I'm going to Allegiant.com right now.
Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Experience the game you love at Allegiant Stadium. Visit Allegiant.com/Raiders to book your flight, game tickets, and hotel all in one place.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
Hey, Dylan, I'm Levi Damian from USA Today. You have a lot of different facets to your game. I just wanted to know what part of your game you take the most pride in.
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, I think special teams is, if not the most important, if not the most underrated thing in a football game. I mean, you got offense, defense, and also special teams. And I take pride in playing, of course, running back, receiver, but also special teams, I feel like, is kind of what separates me from every running back in this class. And I think me being able to do a bunch of different stuff, like kick return, punt return, gunner, jammer, I think I'm able to do so many different things, and I'm so excited, man. I'm just jacked up right now. So yeah,
along the same lines, that was kind of what I was going to ask you. But how much did you talk to teams, especially with the new kickoff rule, that they wanted to bring somebody in that could return kicks, that was capable of it? And how much did you kind of know when those rules went in, like, oh, this is definitely going to open my door a little bit more to the NFL?
Oh yeah. I mean, after when that rule kind of came in, I was like, that is so crucial for me just as a player, because now it kind of adds that aspect into the game. Right now, you definitely need a returner or two. So me being a 4-year starter as a kick returner is so crucial, and I think it's going to bring that extra element where, especially for on special teams too, it's going to be so crucial. And I think it's just going to be a fun time, man, because now I'm able to return kicks now. So it's going to be a fun ride.
Hi there. Didn't know how much you've actually got to see with the Raiders in the past season, but I was wondering just about the culture that they're trying to build here and how you feel that you fit into that.
Oh yeah. Because actually, when I was on the phone with Coach Pierce, I was saying, "Hey, Coach, you got a dog," and he was like, "Hey, Coach." He was like, "Hey, Dylan, like, that's our culture here. It's just a bunch of dogs," and I'm super excited, man, because it's just a bunch of gritty, just hard nosed dudes, man. It's gonna be so fun. I can't wait to suit up in the black and gray. It's gonna be so fun, man. It's gonna be so fun. I'm so excited.
Hey, Dylan, Levi's with the Las Vegas Raiders. How productive do you think your experience at the Senior Bowl was, and kind of, you know, putting yourself on the map? And did you have any really constructive or really good conversation with the Raiders while you were there?
You know what? I think me coming from a small school was so important to show who I was as a player, especially at the Senior Bowl against the best of the best, and me being able to perform one-on-ones and run the ball and show my special team skills was so important. It got to show teams that, hey, like, I truly belong at this level. And I think I talked to the Raiders like one time at the Senior Bowl, just more about the scouts and me as a person, my personality. And I don't know, it's a crazy feeling, man. I had no idea what to expect today. And when I got that call, man, it's such an unreal feeling. And I'm glad it's with Vegas.
Dylan, Vinny Bonsignore with the Review Journal. Congratulations and welcome to Las Vegas.
Thank you, man. I am jacked up, man. I'm telling you that.
I can tell. I could tell, no question. I want to take you back a few years ago because, you know, you're a no-star recruit, one of those guys that believed in himself and bought into it and did what you had to do at New Hampshire. Can you just talk about that journey? And I know that this is now just a new beginning for you, but honestly, taking a few moments to call to realize the accomplishment of getting drafted.
Yeah, especially coming from a small town in New York, it's definitely just a surreal feeling, man. Exactly what you said, no star kid. I only had one offer, which was New Hampshire. And I mean, for the rest of my life, man, I've always had that chip on my shoulder from Pee Wee till now. I've always wanted to prove to everyone who I was. And I don't want to curse, and I won't. But I've always said screw everyone, and I just focus on myself, man. And I just grind, man. And it's been definitely a tough journey for me and my family, but I'm back here now, and I'm ready, man. I'm so ready for camp to go to Vegas, man. I'm just jacked up. I cannot wait to win so many games, win a Super Bowl, and just kind of just dominate it, man. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Hey, Dylan, Paul Gutierrez here from ESPN. Being on the other side of the country and playing in New Hampshire, what do you know about this organization and the history of it and what it means and everything? And beyond that, how did you get a Raiders hat so quick?
No, okay. So, Raiders is, if not one of the most iconic teams, it's probably the Raiders, Cowboys, Steelers, if not the most iconic team, just from that smash mouth ball, from those iconic teams, from Coach Madden, just like those iconic black and gray is probably, if not one of the most like coolest kind of just team names, just cultures. And then when you guys moved to Vegas, I was like, oh damn, because I mean, if you think about Vegas, man, that's like, hey, whatever happens in Vegas, man, stays in Vegas. So it's definitely gonna be a crazy atmosphere there. But yeah, man, so I actually, my dad bought all 32 teams just in case. So, but I think tomorrow he's gonna have to return 31 caps. So it's gonna be a tough build to take, but at the end of the day, man, we're just super excited about today.
Dylan, this is Hondo Carpenter from Sports Illustrated. If you had to equate your game to someone, who do you think your game is reflective of in the NFL right now?
Right now, I think the way I play is just so versatile. Of course, there's so many backs. I mean, I could say Christian McCaffrey, Austin Eckler, Alvin Kamara. There's so many backs in the league, especially in today's game where versatility is so huge, man, where like, you need those guys that play running back, receiver, special teams. It is so crucial now. And I think my game has kind of evolved in a sense where I've kind of now have modeled my game after receivers, running backs, return specialists. So, but I think kind of the guy that I've looked to a bunch would definitely be like a Christian McCaffrey type.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.